Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, people? What's happening? So we about to set this thing off properly. I hope y'all like the background. So yeah, everybody should know exactly what time, you know, the topic's gonna be, you know, what topics we're gonna discuss. We're just trying to do something new. I was gonna have a video feed, but to be honest, I can't find it. But we also have 3, 2. Oh snap! That's what I'm talking about, son. All right. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. We're waiting on the. We also got a special guest. I really do apologize for that. Once the whole entire panel get in here, we can get this popping. And, yeah, we should be golden. But as I, like I said, there we go. Can y'all hear me? Y'all can hear me?
I hear you fine.
Okay, cool. I see everybody getting in. That's what's up. Yeah, but we got a good show for y'all today, man. We got a very, very good show for y'all today. Bear, you can?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Can y'all hear us out there? Let us know if y'all can hear us. So before we start, we want to make sure everything's up to par. So who we missing so far? Just Baby Girl and our special guest.
And Donut. Mm-hmm. Ninja Donut. There we go.
All right. So, hey, the audience, let us know if y'all can hear everybody clearly. Yeah, boy, it's been a pretty good week, man. This week been pretty good. As y'all can see, the setup, we take calls. We're going to take a call at 6 p.m. That's going to take our first callers. It's going to be first come, first serve. And we're not going to take any callers until after 6:40. So we're trying to keep everything in line and order so we can get information out there. And we also want to give everybody a voice as well. All right. Thanks, Retro. So he said he can hear us clear, loud and clear. That's what's up. Okay. Donut, that's you?
Yeah.
Okay, we got Donut in here. That Baby Girl. I think that's everybody, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's go. So I think we're good. I think that's everybody.
Is the Shannon here?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. Is he? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope, we're missing our special guest. Once we get in here, then we can start it up.
Now, we're sorry for the delay, guys. Technical difficulties.
Yes, we could talk about Sony selling 30 million. 30 million?
Awesome.
Wow.
Man.
30 million. Jeez. Yeah, we got a special guest. That's what we wait to get in the call so we can start the show. What up, Dead Panda? I would like to give a couple of shout-outs. I might as well give a couple of shout-outs out there. Shout-out to Dead Panda. I'm about to say Dead Praise. Dead Panda, Robert McCloud, Brandon. Of course, the Dream Team. Of course, all our fan base out there. Retro Night, I see you out there, bro.
So you, Baby Girl?
Is he using Skype? Is he using Firefox or Chrome? He says it's not working on his. Oh, he's not working on any browser?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
It,
He may have to disable the pop-ups because it does open up a pop-up when you go to click to join.
Also, Skype click to call, I think, must be installed, which is a browser extension.
Yeah, it's good. Thanks. Y'all told him that.
Yeah,
it works anyway. It works anyway. I mean, we can still start up.
Is it all right if I quickly give a shout out?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Shout out to the PlayStation Nation, Kev, all you guys, Jabari. Big shout out to Acid Rain 787, Kuzo, Team 100. Thank you guys for all the support, and also thank you to all the fans that are listening and watching and commenting right now. Really do appreciate that.
Oh, he got the Skype button, so...
It's just telling him to wait.
Tell him, please wait. Hmm.
He needs the power of the cloud.
We need the power of the cloud ASAP. Let me go ahead and give a couple of shout-outs out there, too, before we dive right in. We'll start. If y'all don't mind, y'all trying to help him in the background, just start it up so people won't get restless. I can keep him entertained now. I can keep him entertained, but... I would like to give a couple of shout-outs out there, for real, especially yesterday. I might do a live stream today, play some Halo 5 multiplayer. But I would like to give a shout-out to my peoples, you know what I'm saying, Norton Block Solo, Pop Off Gaming. Give a shout-out to my main man, Cyclonus. He also has a YouTube channel. Shout-out to BG. BG was getting it in with us on Halo 5 last night, which was cool, man. I actually enjoyed playing the game last night. I was so close to fucking selling that game. But when I gave the multiplayer another chance, and it's fucked up because I actually bought the game for the single player, not the multiplayer. And I enjoy the multiplayer more than the single player. But I guess it is what it is, man. Shout out to Kid Snooze. I mean, Kid Smooth. I'm sorry, brother. I was fucking with Kid Smooth all last night, and one thing I can say about Kid Smooth is that he's not sensitive. You know, a lot of people are joking around with him. He was joking with us, and that's what it really should be about. We gaming, and I'm gonna tell Kid Smooth right now is that take that big ass unicorn off your goddamn head, man, because it's easy to spot your ass anywhere on that damn map. I told him that shit every time I saw him. I shot his ass. It was crazy. But, yeah, shout out to everybody that was getting it in on that Halo, though. The multiplayer is pretty dope. It's pretty dope. And the thing is, what I enjoyed about the game is that it's actually fun to play. Now, I still got gripes with the multiplayer. I'm not going to sit here and lie. But as far as the maps goes, I think it just don't look next generation, but it's still fun. You know what I'm saying? So I think the fun factor kind of overshadows a little bit, not complete, but just a little bit of how it looks and stuff like that. I don't really care about the looks too much, though. But I still feel like we should be getting next generation looking games since we damn near in 2016. But yeah, and I was close, man. I almost took that game back. But I'm gonna actually beat the damn story. I'm gonna fight my way through it because I really want to give y'all a full fledged review. And I don't do, even though I don't do reviews, this is probably going to be my first review. I'm going to do it the right way, though. I'm going to give y'all my honest opinion about the game. Or should I say my honest review about the game. Yeah, I mean, it is a rehash. I mean, yeah. But anyway, is he still having technical difficulties? I guess we're going to start. There's a little bit. I guess we'll start the show. We're gonna have to, because we've been.
Yeah, go ahead and get us started, and we'll keep trying to help him out.
Okay. All right, guys. So of course, y'all already know the first topic we're gonna talk about is Doom 4. Of course, y'all already know.
The episode.
Doom. Yeah, we see. Halo 5 looks great. Okay, Retro. All right, so we're about to set it up. You know what? Ma, we'll go ahead and let everybody introduce themselves. Fuck it. So we can do it properly. I'm going to start from my left to my right. Go ahead, Kate. From my left to my right, I'm going to start from top to bottom. I mean, go ahead, Kate.
What's going on, everybody? Sylvie the 1012, and I'm just a girl that likes to play a good game with good company. And let's get this started.
Okay, stop it. Check out Brett Vex.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Vex, Tim Swift, the pride of the Dream Team and the British Factor. I don't even know what I'm saying here. But I hope you guys
pony.
Are enjoying the show. Yeah, man. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, Brett, go take out, brother.
All right, guys, what's going on, everybody out there? You all know me all too well. I'm your boy, Barriga29. And, yeah, let's do this shit, man.
And baby girl.
It's baby girl, 91580 with the Gameplay HQ. Glad to be here. Let's do this.
All right, all right. So, y'all already know, we've seen some, I don't know, I know, Bill, I know you're excited for Doom, ain't you?
Dude, hell yeah, dude. I was pissed that I didn't get in that fucking beta, man.
You didn't get in the beta. I didn't get in the beta either, though.
No, man. Well, no, I never got a copy of Wolfenstein.
Hang on, he said he heard it through Skype.
You say he heard
He heard, like, everybody, the show through Skype and everything, but he couldn't talk, so I think...
He got to... Oh, tell him to try it again. Tell him to try it again, and he got to press 1, I think, right? Or something like that?
I didn't press anything. I just, like, I got...
Okay, tell him to try it again. Just tell him to try one more time.
Okay, continue.
If he can hear it through Skype, it'll work for him. It should work for him. But anyway, Beth, go ahead, take out, brother. So what's your thoughts on Doom? What you saw on Doom? With Doom?
Yeah, the actual stuff that they recently released from that beta.
Yeah.
It's already gonna be a day one buy. That's all I gotta say. The game looks fucking amazing.
Day one buy.
Incredible. Oh hell yeah, dude.
I'm with you. I'm not gonna lie. I'm with you. It's gonna be a day one buy for me as well. But Kate, what's your thoughts on that?
I actually have not seen anything for Doom 4 yet, but I've never played Doom ever either, but I have watched my brother play, and I've always was intrigued every time he was going to go play it and everything. I would like be like, hey, can I watch you play? So I'm like interested in everything, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to pick it up after I actually see everything about it first, but I do have an idea, like I do want to get it, try it out and everything.
All right, Vex, take over.
I'm one of them people that download every single version of Brutal Doom that comes out. They do some great mods, and I feel like the developer actually got inspired by the modding community on this new Doom title. It doesn't matter what system you're buying this for, the game is going to be brilliant. I hope it sells really well, so we may be able to see a Doom 5, and I really am looking forward to this title.
All right. Donut, what's your thoughts on it?
I'm in the same boat as Kate. I've never played it, and I haven't seen anything about it.
So you... All right, baby girl.
Okay.
That's like, he got right to the point. He's like, fuck that.
Well, I have played Doom. I played it. I remember playing it with my brother, and I enjoyed it back in the day. Bethesda basically sold it to me, E3. So it's going to be a day one for me, regardless of what the hell the beta is looking like. Even though I haven't even seen the beta, I was pretty much impressed with what I saw during E3. So yeah, I'm getting that regardless.
All right. And I'm going to keep it short and sweet. That's a day one buy for me. I mean, the game, I can actually say that it looks like a next gen console, or at least, what game should have looked like at launch. You know what I'm saying? You come out with something like that to get people, you know, on board. You know, that goes for all systems. But I'm looking forward to the game, man. I'm looking very forward to the game. Doom 4 looks really, really good to me. So yeah, that's the first day buy for me as well. Let's keep it moving, man. We got what else we got? We got Halo 5. Halo 5 scores.
Now,
I know this. I know. Hey, I know it's gonna go down. Now, I know it's gonna go. I'm gonna start from the top. Okay, we got a call already. Hold on, let me see. Make sure people are listening. Erico 337. Who that?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
The Ninja Dizzle.
Hey, you, that's good.
Hey, well, hey, Joy, you listening to the podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the first call is we're gonna go ahead and take your call before we do the Halo. You the first caller. It's 5:50 now. Okay, that's fine. What's good? What you got a question? What's happening?
Question? No, I don't have no question. I just wanted to, talk about how Halo is doing,
Yeah, we was about to talk about that topic in a minute. We're trying to keep everything in order. We got everything set up so everybody know what time exactly we're going to talk about stuff. So we're not gonna go, go everywhere all over the place. We want to keep everything in order. We want this thing to be professional. We got to move it up, brother. Got to move it up. As far as Doom, we talked about Doom. What's your thoughts on Doom?
I'm a little bit excited for it. I never played Doom before, and definitely it looks great. But I want to see more what Bethesda can do with this title, because it could go either way. It could be the old classic Doom, or it could be a whole new kind of Doom. But I think it's gonna be the old Doom. Hopefully.
But is that a game that you thinking about getting or are you thinking about playing? Is it in your future?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get it because I never played Doom, and it's one of the classic games that that made the shooting genre to what it is today,
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at Retro. Retro say Jay Dizzle, the ninja, has snuck into the podcast again. hey, everybody know what's up. Hey, they don't call him the ninja for nothing. And then,
right.
Hey, he's slick, dude. he didn't call through the sky. He called with it through the number. He got it. Got me again. But it's all good, man. He said, man, if they see that ninja, they're going to make me wait.
It ain't that.
We just, like I say, we just trying to keep everything in order. But, hey, you want to ask anybody on the panel, son, so we can move on to the Halo topic?
Not really. That's about it.
That's about it. All right, then. We appreciate your call, brother. Make sure to you hold it down. You hold down the Dream Team, man. And we appreciate you calling every week too, man. It means a lot.
Oh, thanks. I'm on it.
No, you good. You can sit in there. Like I say, the call, the person who called first, the call actually lasts until 6:20. Like I said, we're gonna stay. So you good money for right now. So we're gonna go to the next topic. After that. After 6:20, then we'll do what we do. But right now we're gonna talk about Halo. You know what I'm saying? And the scores, yeah. Halo 5 scores. And we're gonna start with, I don't know, Kay, you follow Halo like that?
No, as far as I ever got with Halo. Oh man, which game was it? I think it was the second one. My friend tried to get me play multiplayer, and I was just like, nope, because at the time I still didn't like Xbox. I still don't like Xbox.
You didn't give a shit.
There's just something about it. It just turns me off. So I'm just like, nope.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have worded it that way, but anyway.
What the
Continue.
That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of humor. That's what it's about. But hey, Vex, go ahead, brother. Halo in these nines or tens with all these problems that they're having, brother.
Oh, man, thank you. I'm going to have to say this, and don't look up my gamer score. I have played Halo 4 and ODST. I played ODST for a little bit. I don't mind the game. It's nothing special. The scores, I'm not surprised. Dredd, if you wouldn't mind telling me, what are the current scores?
9s and 10s.
9s and 10s? That's surprising. Yeah. How much did they pay for them reviews?
They paid a lot of money. They had to. They had to. See, this time, I believe they paid a little extra due to the fact that the story is so shitty. And I understand a lot of people keep. I'm gonna let you talk. I'll break it down when I get in there. Cause I'm already halfway finished. I'm almost finished with the game. Halo. I'm almost completed this shit. I'm more than halfway finished with the game. And I'm telling you right now, I don't give a fuck about what book you read. If you play 1 through 4, it doesn't matter. I mean, that story. You know what? I'm not gonna go there. No, go ahead, Vex.
I mean, hey man, but you don't play games. but no, man, I've seen some of your gameplay, and I do agree with you. Just looking at the environments, even from a YouTube point of view, I feel like, you know, Microsoft should have put more money in the developer pocket. I feel like they had no excuses to mess this game up. This was supposed to be a system seller in some regard, just like Forza 6, and they blew it, basically. It doesn't matter how much they paid the reviewers, gave them a little Christmas bonus as well on the side, you know, bucket of chicken or whatever. It's an average game. It's an average game, and the only reason you're still playing it is because it's a shooter and it's just a bit fun, right? And you've got great people like Kidsmove and BG to play with. That's not what I want to hear. I can go on Killzone with or without my friends and have a decent experience. You know, that's what it should be like. Premium sucks. That's your opinion. Anyway, continue.
Just like what you're doing right now.
All right, hey, Bell, go ahead, Bell.
I think the game is fine.
Have you played it?
No, I don't even have an Xbox. But as far as from what I can tell from the storyline, when somebody explained everything to me in fucking, like, in full-on detail, yeah, the ending actually does make sense to Halo 5.
I can explain it to you, too, and make it seem like it makes sense. Anybody can do that. I mean, I could take Killzone, even though it's shitty, I could still make it out to where you'd be like, well, you know what, it's still a boring game, but you're right. You know, the story do make sense. Anybody can do that. But I'm talking about hands-on experience. When you get your hands on it and you actually play the game, there's a difference between somebody explaining something to you and you actually playing it. And you know this more than anybody, Bell. That's 100% factual. Because them motherfuckers be trying to tell us, oh, how this game is this and this game is that. And we go and play and we're like, wait a minute. They talk all this shit about Until Dawn, but it doesn't matter how they explain it to you. Did you not enjoy it? Yes, you still enjoyed it. And motherfuckers explained it so many different ways on how the game was boring, it was linear, it was point and click and all. They explained it great. But when you played it yourself, it told a different story. The thing is, your hands and your controller tells the real story. That's the truth right there. What comes out of our mouth, it's up to you if you decide to believe somebody or not. But the truth is, when you got that controller in your hand and you got that disc in that tray and you're playing it for yourself, that's the truth. Like, I'm telling you, but anyway, I'm moving on. I'm going to back up. who we got? Donut, go ahead. Take off, brother.
Oh, well, I've only played Halo 3, but I don't know. I don't really want to say anything about Halo 5 because I haven't played it.
Okay. That's fine. If you ain't played, just skip it. Baby girl, what's your thoughts on Halo 5? They're getting all these high scores, but yet they got all these problems.
Well, I haven't played it, so I'm like in the same boat as Donut. I haven't played it. I'm not a big Halo fan to begin with anyway. So, I mean, I played the previous ones, and I wasn't impressed with it. The only thing that I liked about Halo was the fact that you could play through the campaign with your friends, but I really wasn't big on the online either. So from what the problems that I've heard from you and my brother, because I've heard that there was problems from you, and my brother was also having problems with it yesterday when it came out, I'm not too impressed. Maybe they'll fix it. I don't know, but I'm not a Halo fan, so I really don't want to comment on it because I haven't played it.
That's fine. So, we're going to go, Joy, you kind of talked about it, but I just want to say this. Regardless of, you know, okay, first of all, I want to say that the cutscenes, top notch, top of the line. I don't give a fuck if that shit was 480p. The shit is top of the line. That's like the best graphics I've seen on the Xbox One, hands down.
this generation. I give them that. They did a very good job with that. It seemed like that's where they, all their money went to. That and multiplayer, well, somewhat multiplayer. But after the cutscenes, once you start playing the game, it's pointless. It is 100% pointless. Let me tell you, I went just yesterday. Y'all saw I played, when it launched, I played like 2.5 hours. I think two hours and 50 minutes of the story. And I put it down. Last night, I picked it back up. I said, you know what? Let me just continue to play this game. Now, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. First of all, when you in battle, you're fighting for nothing. Let me repeat this. You're fighting for nothing. You can literally, you can push on the D-pad, push down, it tell you your destination. Do you not know that you can just run to the destination? Run through the enemies. Go to the destination. Probably what? I get to the destination, turn around, shoot like 5 enemies. I'm going to the next checkpoint. That's it. Now,
hasn't that always been a common thing in Halo games, though?
The way that, what's the point in fighting then? What's the point? I should get to a section, and I should be forced to do something. It just forced me.
Yeah, but a majority of FPS games, though, have that same element. You get to the actual point, you can dodge through everything.
Like what game?
Call of Duty is a prime example. Call of Duty.
No. Call of Duty, you cannot push the down D-pad. That's bogus there.
No,
stop.
But it always tells you where the actual objective is.
Listen, that ain't what I'm talking about. All you're trying to do is justify why they got that shit in there. What I'm telling you is you push down on the D-pad, right? You push down on the D-pad and show you where to go, and you don't have to do anything at all. In Call of Duty, I played the storyline in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. In Call of Duty, even though they show you where to go at, you're going to have to fight your way through that shit. And that's a fact. In Halo,
I played missions where I ran through it. It was nothing.
But the AI is so fucking stupid in Halo, they basically don't do shit. And then the AI on your team is fucking stupid. They don't do shit. Dude, I sat there literally. The thing is, you can say what you want to say. I'm rendering my shit now. I got the beam footage to prove it. Dude, I sat there literally, and I did this on purpose to show people when the AI is supposed to be actually shooting, it's for show. They're not killing shit. I'm sitting there watching this shit. I'm watching the bullets hit the enemy for like damn near 5 minutes. One boss, it does nothing. I shoot them like 2 or 3 times, they dead. So I'm like, well, wait a minute. Wait. What's going on here? So I'm like, are the AI on my team actually doing something? Are they really doing something, or are they just decoration like Christmas ornaments on a fucking Christmas tree?
Oh, man.
I got the footage, and I'm going to show everybody what I'm talking about. I could talk about it all day until my lips fall off, but I got it, bro. I sat and recorded literally on purpose to show people that when your teammates are shooting enemies, it does nothing. It just looks like they're doing something. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck is this shit? The story, you cannot follow this story. Bro, you can read, like I said before, you can read 1,000 books about Halo. That shit still don't make no motherfucking sense.
It does.
They try so hard to make it seem that way. I can overshadow anything. They got pieces here, pieces there. And I'm like, yo, I'm trying to follow. I'm like, okay. So what I did was, for those who don't know, if you don't want to spend money on the books or whatever, you can actually read the actual books online for free. You don't have to buy it. You can just go and read it. So I'm browsing through it. I'm like, wait a minute, this shit is okay. This don't have nothing to do with chapter 1. No, it has nothing to do. Okay, chapter 2. What the fuck? Well, huh? And these motherfuckers trying to sit there and damage control just like fucking vets. I'm not with that shit. I don't give a fuck. It ain't, dude, the game is, the story, I'm just being real, the story is dog shit. There is no ifs, buts about it. It is dog shit. Not only the story is dog shit, the way that they set everything up is dog shit. Now, the mechanics, I'm going to give mechanics, to me, on single player, top notch. I actually got to give them an A+. They actually improved on the mechanics from the previous games. I was surprised. I can't lie. I was very surprised. Everything worked for me. Everything was up to par. I think that, I think that all games need to take note from the mechanics of Halo 5 because they got that down pat. Like I said, some people say they got it like a dead zone and stuff like that. I didn't really experience that, not on single player. I experienced it a tad bit on the multiplayer, and I'm going to get back to the multiplayer in a second. I'm going to stick to the topic. I'm trying to chop this short, too. We good. We got 6 more minutes. Good. Yeah. the dead zone, I didn't feel it at all on single player. The mechanics was good. The cutscenes, the rendering and the cutscenes, real time cutscenes, all that was up to par. That story, I'm sorry, man. I'm being real, I'm sorry. It's just not there. And let's say the story do make sense, right? Let's say the story makes sense. I'm gonna go with Bear for a second. Let's say the story makes sense. Do that change the fact that the story still sucks? No. The story can make sense all they want to. That ain't gonna change the bore factor. I live streamed that game for 2.5
person that plays the game and they enjoyed the story for what it is and actually understand it. Yeah, they're obviously not gonna sit there and say that the story sucks of themselves. I mean, whatever.
That no. We talking about fun factor. You can understand a story all you want.
Fun factor.
The fun factor means how well put. Because you can make a kick ass story, but what happens if the mechanics is dog shit? Because the story makes sense, you're still happy? No. Everything has to fit. That's all I'm saying, Bear. The story can make sense to you all at once. But if it's
okay.
if the gameplay bores you to death, are you still happy with the story? No. You're gonna be like, the story is there, but it still ain't good enough for me. So I'm like, when it comes to 2015, all I'm saying is 2015, 2016, we shouldn't be talking about, I understand the story. No. That you're satisfied with spending all that money through, I'm talking about year in and year out. And even though we're on the topic, Halo topic, but you know what I'm talking about in game in general. When I say this, you're okay. I don't know how much money you spent, but I know I spent a shit ton of money throughout my gaming history, my gaming hobby. From the time I was, about 15, 16 years old, when I started buying my own games, from that point into now, I'm not giving them shit. None of these motherfuckers get nothing from me. Because there's no motherfucking way in hell I'm going to see and say, I understand the story, so yeah, 60, 65, you got that. No. They've been getting 65 all last year. They've been getting 65 all this year. They've been getting 65 the year before that. They've been getting $400, $500, $600 every 5 to 10 years from us. Why is we sitting here telling these motherfuckers, you know what? Give us a good story and everything else can be shit, and we're still to support your brand.
Is the multiplayer shit?
Nah.
Okay.
The multiplayer is not shit. It was shit to me at first, though. I ain't gonna lie. But I apparently didn't give it a chance. But you already know. I said the same thing about Bloodborne. Y'all all witnessed that. Well, the very first time I cracked Bloodborne over, what I said, this is dog shit. I hate this fucking game. This shit is going back. They were like, no, I won't stop, man. Give it a try. I said, you know what? I'm going to give this motherfucker one more try. I'm going to give it one more motherfucking try. Got in that motherfucker. You see what happened? I was like, yo, this shit is not really that bad. I just need to, take the time. Start having more patience. Same thing with Halo multiplayer. I actually enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed playing the game, last night. But the single player, I'm sorry, man. I can't give it a 9 and a 10 when you got one portion of the game is not living up to standards. Like I say, when you rate a game, you rate a game as a whole. You don't rate a game separate. If a game is just a single player-based game, you're gonna rate a game as a whole in a single player fashion. If a game is multiplayer only, you're still going to rate that game as a whole in a multiplayer-only fashion. But when you have a game that's story-driven and has multiplayer, you still, regardless of which portion is fun and which portion is dog shit, you still have to rate that game as a whole, as a single-player slash multiplayer. There's no way in hell you can have a shitty, one part of the game is shitty, and still give it more than a half a score. I just can't see it, man. That's just my honest opinion. And I talked all the way to 620. That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. But anybody else want to say something, go right ahead, man. Bex, you can go ahead. Give your piece. Bex, you too. Y'all go ahead.
I'm a Final Fantasy fan, and you know, as I grew up, I always asked people, hey, why didn't you want to play Final Fantasy VIII? They went and played it, but the thing is, even though the story was good, you know, as you were saying, the gameplay features and the mechanics put people off, despite the good storyline. So it does happen, you know? Same with Killzone 2. A lot of people didn't like the controls. Some people really liked the over-realistic controls at the time. You know, it does have an impact on that. Because the thing is, an 8-hour experience, you're meant to entice the user to want to spend that time and enjoy it. It's like a movie. You know, the camera quality may be brilliant, but everything else is crap. So you're not going to want to watch it.
Right, right. Go ahead, Bell. You can go on to hell what I said. Go ahead.
No, I've already said my piece already for Halo 5, man.
Oh, you good? You good? All right.
I'll play it and give my assessment when the time does come, whenever that time comes around, I guess.
Yeah, but like I say, man, I'm going to just end it on this. Like I said, one thing that really got me was everybody that gave it a big score, a 9 and a 10. How come if y'all haven't checked out 1316 Killer again, he broke that shit down like it was his own. Everything he said was he wasn't bringing his opinion, he was bringing actual facts. And I take facts over opinion any fucking day. But everybody that gave it 9s and 10s, they all had a shit ton of problems with the game. They all said their gripes with the game. They all had gripes. If that was a Sony exclusive, the same thing. If there was a shit ton of gripes, you do not give a game a fucking 9 or a 10. The same thing with a fucking Nintendo exclusive. If there's a shit ton of gripes, you don't give it a fucking 9 and you don't give it a fucking 10. When you have gripes with a game, those gripes deduct points. Am I right or wrong about this here?
No, it should.
Alone?
I mean,
so how the fuck IGN have a list of problems and still gave it a fucking almost flawless score? See, everybody want to talk around and beat around the bush. The story was great. Okay, fine. Okay, let's say it was. But why did Assassin's Creed then get a perfect score? Why did Assassin's Creed Unity ain't get a 9 or 10 then? Please explain that to me. Oh, ain't nobody got nothing to say now.
Same can be said for games like Metal Gear.
Oh, we gave our gripes about Metal Gear.
Mm.
You ain't defend that, though. You ain't defend Metal Gear like that. You just say, well, wait, what's up? You know? You feel me?
I'm not defending Halo.
Bear, I'm going to point it out. Now, with Metal Gear, you was on board. It was a lot of problems. People had problems with it. You didn't have a problem with this. You went in and said, you know what? It didn't deserve it. We all agreed on that. Halo had the same fucking, they live in the same, they had the same fate. It wasn't just that the story was shit. Some people like me, I didn't experience those problems that IGN say they had, like the dead zones and shit. Like, how the fuck do you, a game that got a dead zone, you still give it a 9? Do you know what dead, that's part of the fucking mechanic.
I never said anything about reviews, though. I know that, but what I'm saying is that I'm not giving my opinion on the story based on the reviews that they fucking gave the game itself.
No, nobody asked you for your review. Is you okay with them giving it 9s and 10s when they sitting there telling us all these problems with the game itself?
Well, like what, maybe like 2 or 3 sites that gave it 9 and 10? Yeah, that is a problem. Because every other site gave it a fucking either a 6, 7, or an 8. And IGN gives it a fucking 9, yeah, that is a little bit questionable. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So yeah, I thought you was saying that bullshit.
No.
I don't want you to don't go live and try to lose credibility now. Because it's going to be kind of hard for me to
I ain't worried about losing credibility, man. But there's already morons out there already doing that for me.
No. They can say what they want to say. They can't. Huh? They can't say you lost credibility. They can just say that. What I'm saying is, I don't want to have Vex, the damage control yacht, because you know he's like the king of damage control when it comes to the
Well,
genesis.
Yeah, Vex is that.
So, I don't feel like I have to pay Vex the damage control your way out of this. So, but anyway, now I see what you're saying. When it comes to far as reviewing the game, yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, once you play the game, then yeah, that's all. I was just talking about scores, but I was just giving my personal opinion since I played the game or whatever. But like I said, it's the multiplayer. I'm enjoying the multiplayer as of right now. But that story, man, I gotta go, man. But anyway, let's keep it moving, man. What we got? Oh shit! I'm gonna let you take this, Bill. My Nintendo. I'll let you take off on that one, brother.
So essentially, My Nintendo is the new Club Nintendo that Nintendo came out yesterday and announced, pretty much. And they said that what they're planning on doing with this is they're planning on doing multiple ways. Like, you could basically, like, when you play games, when this new account system comes out, you can actually earn points. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same kind of thing, too, as well. Like, you can, like, register your games and stuff, too, as well. You can use that to redeem for, like, coupons for different things. Like, even as far as, like, you know, saving yourself money for, like ride attractions for, like, Universal or whatever the hell they're planning on doing for that shit. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely interesting, that's for sure, from what I understand. It's still a little bit vague, but it sounds a lot better than the actual old school Club Nintendo itself, which is nice, which is a good thing, actually.
So, what's your overall thought, like, on the situation with Nintendo and what they're presenting?
Overall, it's definitely a step in the right direction, that's for sure. Definitely a step in the right direction.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely, yeah, but give it more time.
I think, baby girl, you see it in a different light, don't you?
I do. I just, when it comes to Nintendo, I have like a damn love-hate relationship with them because they are so stuck in the fucking past and doing things their own way. And this is probably a way of them trying to step into the future or taking a little baby step into the future. But it's just more of they need to let the fuck up off of the way that they are with communicating online. They just need to step their game up. And maybe this is the step in the right direction with them stepping their game up, you know, like with voice chat, being able to damn talk to your people about anything. I mean, it's certain things that you can't say certain things on Miiverse without getting banned. So it's ridiculous. They're like so damn crazy over there with their rules and regulations within Miiverse. So hopefully with this new thing, they're stepping in the right direction and coming into the future with everybody else.
All right. I see. Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Go ahead, Kate.
No. She, both her and Bear said
I agree with both sides. I can see both points, and they both made good points at that. That's what it's about, though. Same thing with Bear. Bear tried. So did I. I still think I won, and most likely Bear think he won. But it's all gravy. We brothers. We can do that. My thoughts on Nintendo, I'm in the middle. I think that me myself, I want to see what the NS is going to do. What they do with the Wii U, I honestly don't care that much anymore. I'm just waiting on the NX. All the stuff that they're doing with the Wii U, to be honest, I don't know. Me myself, I believe that they're trying to prepare everybody for NX. I think they want to bring certain little features. And see how it work out first. I think they're going to just go ahead and say, you know what, let's see if people is even going to be on board with this shit before we implement all this stuff on the NX. You know what I'm saying? It could be. I'm not saying that's the case. It's just my opinion. Because, a lot of these corporations or companies, they do trial and error. That's all it is, trial and error. Let's see what people want. or let's see what these what they're willing to pay for. That's I think that's the truth right there. Yeah, let's see what not what they want. Let's see what people are willing to pay for. I think that's exactly what they're doing with the Wii U. They know the Wii U is not really that blockbuster console. They know the Wii U is not. I mean, it's on a nice little pace. The software do sell still, but I think they need to actually use the Wii U from here into NX launches. The Wii U is going to become their beta. They're going to start. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to start seeing a lot of stuff being implemented on the Wii U. I believe that's most likely is going to be. Of course, it's going to be probably 10 times better on the NX. But they're going to with the hardware that they have, they're going to try to implement certain things that they can and see if people actually gravitate to it and willing to pay for it, like the albinos and
amiibos.
Yeah. Amiibos.
Yeah, because
yeah.
Because that's one thing that I would have to be able to give Nintendo is that even though they do walk in their own lane, like they created a whole nother fucking lane that didn't even really have shit to do with. They like mixed action figures with fucking video gaming and implemented them within the game. So they created a whole nother fucking market for themselves. So they really good at fucking creating shit. It's just more of, I just wish that they would move into the future like PlayStation and Xbox where I don't think they see the importance of being able to play shit online with friends. You know, it's only a few games that, I mean, you can play some games online with friends, but like, I would like to be able to get on the line and fucking play Yoshi with Kate, but you can't fucking play the shit online with Kate.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You can. It's only local multiplayer with some games.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a problem. You know, I don't think that they see the importance of it. And once Splatoon launched, and they and that's an online game where you can play with other people. In a lot of my videos, I rage about fucking server issues, and I think it's because they are not prepared for the shit. They are not prepared for multiplayer, like, you know, online, like the other two consoles are. Because,
yeah,
I mean, you couldn't go, at the beginning, you couldn't go two games without losing connection or server errors. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't go two damn games. It was a mess. It's getting a little bit better now, but like I said, it's just going to take some time, and I think that they're learning from their mistakes, and hopefully they can just bring it into the future with the rest of the consoles, because they're going to have to, in order to compete with Microsoft and PlayStation, they're going to have to step their online game up.
I agree. Vex, you want to chime in on this?
I really am looking to the future when it comes to Nintendo, but I'm looking in a concerned way. I'm one of them people that say to Nintendo to be themselves, but be more consistent with the software that they make, because we all know that the hardware's never held them back, and all that stuff about third party, I don't think is necessarily true when it comes to blaming it on the hardware, as games like Grand Theft Auto 5 are actually early concepted on that system. So, you know, it shows that they have confidence in the system. But I think Nintendo needs to come out with their exclusives a lot more often, even if it means being cheap, because I think them games are really, everyone can agree with that. All them games are 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, and they don't have to pay no reviewer. Nintendo has some great games, even on the original Wii, with games like Super Mario Galaxy and the Zelda titles. I just think they haven't been consistent. They never marketed the Wii U properly. So if the NX comes out, I hope to take it as a fresh start. They have, you know, a decent online experience, you know, as good as the PlayStation 3's was. Even that would be good enough, because I think Nintendo are just a bit... They're not really going in the right direction, but I'm going to stop talking. I'm not really a Nintendo guy, but that's just how I feel.
Okay. Donut, what's your thoughts on that?
I haven't heard too much about it, but if it's better than what Club Nintendo was, I gotta give Nintendo props. Can't wait to see what it's gonna become.
All right. He can't not see that. That's how you get to the point. Okay. I need to take notes from Donut, man.
No, I pretty much have to agree, like with Baby Girl and like Dex's point of view as well.
Okay.
Wait. Are we still on? I got lost somewhere. But yeah, it's like they have a lot of potential and everything, and it's just like they just need to just venture out a little bit.
Just a little bit. I think they're going to do that. Like I was saying,
it's like
I think
they're just taking too much of a safe route.
Yeah.
They're being
yeah.
too cautious.
Oh,
but I don't think they really
building.
Have anything to worry about.
Hi, right. guys.
Hey, Owen. What's good? What's
Sorry
good?
About that, mate.
So, who did everybody get a chance to talk about Nintendo? Because what we got left? Oh, we got Tomb Raider and Fallout 4. Because we know that their lunch is on the same date. But instead of really talking about Tomb Raider going to get slaughtered, I want to talk more about how do you decide on which one to go for? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you got two different games coming out on the same day, mm-hmm. which is you got one. Man, I wish they go back to the old Tomb Raider. I swear, I wish they go back. But anyway, and we know we got a Fallout is a very big hitter. We already know that, so ain't no need to talking about that. But I want to just ask and try to get the conversation going. I guess we can start with you, Kay, since you're at the top of the list. Kay, if just you as a consumer, you got Tomb Raider on one side, you got Fallout 4 on the other. What would be the main factors for you making your final decision on which one you will actually pick up if you only had a choice to buy one or the other?
Well, I've never played a Fallout game. Mm-hmm. Before, I have tried playing Tomb Raider, like back on the PlayStation days, and honestly, I did not take to it whatsoever. I wasn't digging it, and I don't know. Fallout seems to be like a game that I probably be most likely into, so I would probably give that a shot because, like, worst comes to worst, since mine wouldn't be a digital download. I just get, like, an actual physical copy. If I don't like it, okay, I'm going to return it. Maybe then I'll give Tomb Raider a shot, but my first choice would probably be Fallout.
Okay. That kind of makes sense, since you say you didn't gravitate to Tomb Raider from the beginning anyway.
No, but so. I do have the Tomb Raider game that came out before the one that's coming out now, but mm-hmm. I haven't played that one yet, so I still can't really judge how Very they've true. Changed it since that first time I played it.
All right. Vex.
I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, again, this is another game that was made a timed exclusive for whatever reason, in hopes of selling Xbox Ones. I feel like it was a dumb decision to have a release date like that. It should have came out earlier.
Vex.
Yeah.
You just got. But the Vex still making this shit a console war. He like, fuck what you said. No, my point.
No,
Listen. Okay. The question what I was saying was, if you was a consumer,
okay,
you only got enough to get one or the other. What would be the key factors of you making that final decision on which game you will purchase out of the two?
Okay, I'm a general Xbox One owner because you have to be to make that question viable. Everyone's going out to buy Fallout, and the core base is going to buy Tomb Raider. I'd go and buy Fallout.
So which one you would pick up if you had both systems?
If I had both systems, I would say Tomb Raider.
You'll go with Tomb Raider? Oh, that's what's up.
Yes.
That's what's up. So Fallout ain't really your thing then?
I liked 3. I played it on the very glitchy PlayStation 3 version. It was okay, but I'm no fan, massive fan. I prefer the Elder Scrolls.
Okay. Elder Scrolls is the shit. As y'all know, I'm still playing it. Let's see. Bear Hugger, go ahead. Check out, brother.
Releasing that game on the same day as Fallout 4, that is a very tough decision. Obviously, my first pick will go with Fallout 4, clearly. But if I could afford both, yeah, we'd definitely gladly get both, man, to be honest. But no, Fallout 4 definitely takes my pick, man.
That would have been too easy. That would have been too
yeah.
easy, though.
It
would
have been too easy, yeah. But if I had to choose, sorry, I'm going with Fallout 4, man. I mean, I liked, when I went through the original Tomb Raider Definitive Edition when I snagged that up a couple months back, the game was actually really, really good. But I can easily fucking go without it, man. Easily.
Okay. What about you, Donut?
Well, I think, like, from a business standpoint, it's kind of dumb to release both these titles on the same day.
What the heck is going on?
Fallout 4 is going to, like, dominate the Tomb Raider
sales, I think. Yeah, the question was, I'm going to just make it simple. If you only was able to afford just one of them, which one would you buy?
Fallout 4.
Fallout is winning. Okay, baby girl, if it was you.
Okay, so I've never played Fallout. Be truthful. Do you think that it's going to have a co-op campaign? I would look at that. I would definitely look at I would probably go with Fallout because I've never played it, and I've played the recent Tomb Raider. I really enjoyed the recent Tomb Raider, even though a lot of people didn't like it. I enjoyed the story. I didn't like the co-op, so I would probably go with Fallout just to try something new. But I would definitely want them both because I enjoyed the last Tomb Raider.
Easy. That's why I didn't ask. So I know everybody was like, shit, I'll get both because I know I'll get both. So I wanted to get some tough questions, like which one would you get, you know, and what would be that main factor of why you made that decision, you know what I'm saying?
Well, my main factor would be because it would be something new, and I've never played the previous one, so that's why I would get it. But that's a tough question, though, Dre, because okay, I would want both of them, damn it, because I like the other game, too, shit.
Yeah, see, I thought I'd be throwing them curveballs at y'all. But see, if it was me, if I only had a choice to get one, yeah, I'd probably go with Fallout because the reason why is the replay value of it, the mod support, and of course it's going to be a massive, massive world. So, I mean, that's one of those games you could dive right in. It ain't like I just like point A to point B type game, so I think that will be, I feel like in my heart, it'd be more worth of the $60 than just a game. But like I say, I'm with y'all. Shit, I just get them both, which I'm actually going to do that. But if I only had a choice to get one, Fallout would be definitely for me, man. You know, I like to buy a game and actually have that feeling, you know what, this is worth my money. This is worth my time. You know what I'm saying? And like Life is Strange. I have no fucking regrets of buying that game. None. I have no regrets of buying the whole fucking season pass. None. And what I'm trying to get people to understand is, I understand we can't have it perfect, but shit, man, I feel like we should always get used to that type of feeling. That's the feeling we should always get. And that's the reason why you don't get that feeling when you buy a fucking, I don't believe I'm going to get that feeling when I get Uncharted 4. I might, but I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to get that feeling I didn't get that feeling when I got Halo 5. The game is good, but I don't get that feeling like, oh man, you know, money, I don't even think about the money I spent because I know the game was well worth the spend. Almost every game that we got this generation, no matter if it's blockbuster or not, we have not been able to feel that way, but just a few times. And like I say, Life is Strange is one of those, for me anyway. That's for me. And I think for a lot of other people, you know, I think that we should always have that feeling when it comes to these games. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, is that the last topic? Yeah, I think it is. All right, we can take the callers now. Let's go. Okay, I think Owen just came back.
They're going to be flooding in.
Erico 690, and I'm letting everybody know the calls are open. The calls are open, repeat. The calls are, like I'm on a damn airplane or some shit. The lines are open, I repeat, the lines are open. Erico 690, what's happening? Can you hear me? Erico 690. Owens, can you hear me? I think Owens is back. Can anybody hear me? Shit.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, Owens, what's up? Owens had lagged out. Can you hear us, Owens?
Yeah.
I can't hear him. If y'all want to call in, y'all go ahead and make y'all calls. We're gonna start taking the calls at the end, like pretty much towards the end of the show. Let y'all get y'all voices in. Y'all already know the number is 929-477-3421. Y'all can either use your cell phones or you can use Skype. It really don't matter. But yeah, man, I think yeah. But when it comes to damn, the calls are coming in now. Area code 313. Welcome to the Blog Talk Dream Team Podcast. What's happening? Can you hear me? Can y'all hear anybody?
Hello.
Yeah, there you
go. Yeah, there we go.
Welcome to the show, brother.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's me. Okay, I was kind of confused because I'm listening to the to the podcast, and it, my phone is a little bit late. But
okay.
You still hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you, man.
Okay, well, this isn't really about anything, you know, from today, you know, with the schedule, but I just wanted to say I did see, I wanted to talk about, I did see your video on stuff about Demon Ralph and stuff, and that, that really got me because you don't see, you know, you don't see a lot of, you know, a lot of genuine people around. You know, that's the one thing that's really important to me, you know, is having someone that you can talk to. You know, they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna yell at you or, you know, tell you that you're an idiot or you're crazy. You could just literally just sit down and talk with them, get whatever is off your chest, and just yeah. sit there and listen to them. And, you know, I wish Demon Ralph was on here, but if he listens to this later, I just wanted to say that I did leave a comment on your video, Demon Ralph, but I just wanted to tell you here that for you to be going through a lot of troubles and turmoil in your life and things of that nature, I just wanted to say that I really do admire the fact that you can come on the podcast every week. I know you're not here this week, but that you're able to, you know, smile and you're able to, you know, you're able to make other people smile and make their day better. I just want to say that I really respect that from you. And if you ever need anything, just let me know. If you ever need to talk, it's all right. I'll listen to you because I really respect that.
Oh, man.
That's all I wanted to say, guys.
That's all I wanted to say.
Sweet.
That's, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. I know it's going to mean a lot to him as well.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
All right, guys.
All right,
take care,
man.
Thank you, brother.
That got me a little teary.
Wow. Wow, man. Whew. All right.
Can anybody top that call?
Man, that was awesome. That was awesome. That's what's up, man. And, you know, it's always, sometimes I even, I think about it, and you never know who's listening to you. You never know who admires you or who you inspire. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing that you can touch people in a certain way. Oh, that sounds weird, but you know what I'm saying. But touch people in a certain way and impact them in a certain way, and it's like, damn, I did that. You know what I'm saying? Or other people can impact you, and you'd be like, dang, I didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I didn't know how this can even be possible. You know what I'm saying? But again, we appreciate the call and much respect to you, brother. And most likely, Demon Ralph, if you're out there, brother, listening, he's probably working. Most likely he's working. But if you can sneak off and listen, you got a real supporter out there. Of course, you got the Dream Team out there. We always got your back. You already know that. And I'm going to say it again. No matter how far you live, no matter what you're going through, man, we're here for you. We're here for you. But let's get to the next caller. Air code 609.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up? Erico 609?
You can hear me, right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'd like to bring up a topic, a game that people may not know about. It's called, you probably might have heard about it. It was announced at Square Enix's E3. It's called Nier. They recently threw some gameplay out there. And, you know, it's made by Platinum. And I want to know why. Is this the PlayStation 4's answer to Scalebound? because everybody's holding that game up high, and then people are just leaving this game low, not even talking about it, and the Microsoft is promoting it, and then you heard that whole deal with Shuhei talking about they don't really care about RPGs and stuff like that.
Yeah, that shit pissed me off, man.
Because this game looks really good. You know, Scalebound looks very great as well, but, you know, the Xbox doesn't really have those, but the PlayStation does. And if anyone's seen the game, I'm pretty sure you've seen the gameplay already. And then
I saw it today right before we did the show, and it looked amazing.
I just want to tell you guys
All right, thanks for the call, brother. Y'all go ahead, take off, bro. We'll let Beth F it out.
After seeing the trailer, it's definitely a platinum games for sure, type kind of game. But it looks freaking fun as fuck, dude. Like, it looks incredible, dude. And I could definitely see where he's coming from. I can definitely see that game being the answer to Scalebound for sure, definitely.
I'm gonna go, Kate, what's your thoughts? Have you ever played those titles? Any of them? Kate?
No. There's a lot of games that I have not touched.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. Like, on that PC Master Race, y'all.
Yep.
Anyway, moving on.
Yep.
we're the console peasants of the group. But she on that PC Master Race. But it's all good.
My
I got
PC
love
is
for
like
the
peasant
PC,
compared to most.
All right. Hey, Vex, go ahead. Take off, brother. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't really know what to think about the whole Shuhei Yoshida thing, because there's so many games coming out that are RPGs, primarily exclusively onto the PlayStation 4. You've got Dissidia. I know it's not an RPG, but you know what I mean. There's still games coming out. Nier, the first game, unfortunately, didn't sell that well, and that is a dilemma that Platinum Games has overall, no matter how good their games are, like Bayonetta 2. And it does suck that they don't sell that well, and they are good titles. But as its answer to Scalebound, no. I mean, we have games like Bloodborne, so I don't really think it's like
that. Oh, God, boy.
What?
Bloodborne has nothing to compare.
I know,
Bloodborne,
it's a westernized RPG. I'm just saying, there is currently RPG-related games coming out.
Let me ask you a question, Bex, man. How long have you been a subscriber to DC Comics, bro?
DC Comics? I don't really read comics a lot.
Damage Control Comics?
There isn't. I like a platform. I support it, and I like it. I can't force
myself. You know what I like about Vex? No matter how you come at him, at least he can answer your shit. He always comes back. That's what I like about him. Yeah, but we're going to go to the next caller. Y'all gonna have to put that on hold for a second. Eric Code 412. Welcome to the Dream Team Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I would like to bring up a game that I haven't seen a lot of people talking about lately. It's new PS4 exclusive called Matterfall. I mean, I looked in the first trailer, and it didn't get a lot of views. But to be honest, in my eyes, and this is a cinematic trailer, and we don't really know what the game will look like in-game, but at first glance, this game, it looks pretty cool and, like its own style. It's not like all these other shooters and are copying off each other and stuff.
I think I can answer that one for you. The problem is you have to remember that a lot of these corporations, they focus in on the blockbusters, quote unquote blockbusters. They can easily promote the heck out of that game. They can. All they have to do is put a little bit of money behind it, advertise it, and put it on commercials or some shit like that, or ads. Put ads on, even on YouTube. They can put a YouTube ad, because we spend a lot of time on YouTube anyway. Pay YouTube, give them a few dollars, have it run it as an advertisement. I mean, I think that it's the corporations. I mean, us as consumers, it really ain't our job to promote games for them. You know what I'm saying? Unless they pay us. I mean, I'm just being realistic. Now, we go our way when we see a game that we say, oh, man, this is great, this is great, this is great. Yes, we might go out our way and promote it. That's out of the kindness of our heart, but that's not really our job. It's their job. So I don't know. I mean, I think that, honestly, I think that it's the companies. They pick and choose the franchise they really want to milk They'd rather promote a milk franchise than promote a new IP. Well, not, I ain't going to say a new IP, but, you know, one of the should I say, lesser games, if that makes sense, or a game that's not a triple-A blockbuster. They refuse to promote those or at least put a little bit of money behind them. So I don't really – it ain't us. I think it's mainly them. Anybody else want to chime in on that? Thanks for the call, too, brother.
I had Kev. He actually just inboxed me via Facebook. Shout out to him. He said that Shuhei didn't say that stuff about RPGs. And remember, he's the same CEO who live Platinum Bloodborne. So.
Okay. Fine. But anybody else want to chime in? I'll take the next caller. Eric Cole 313. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, it's me again. I totally, while I was just out there pouring out my heart and everything, I totally forgot to, I totally forgot to tell him exactly who I am. Like, okay, who's this stranger? well, we talked before, Demon Ralph. It's the real Kara. You see me in chats and stuff, you know. We've replied to each other in the comments. So, like I said, that's my name, the real Kara. Oni bro, you know me. So, just let me know. What's up, Bear?
We know this
Kara.
I think we know who this is.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey,
it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. Yeah, I talked to you guys. I actually called in last week. That's when I was, you know, I made the comment about, you know, we got to pull their heads out of the clouds and whatnot. But, but yeah, that's all I wanted to say. So, Ralph, if you need to talk, you know my username, bro. Just put it in my inbox, man.
All right. Appreciate that, brother.
Thanks, man.
Keep much love, dude, man. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. But yeah, so Vex, I noticed you was trying to bring it back up. What you were saying? Go ahead. I'll give you the floor for just 2 minutes. 2 minutes stop.
Yeah,
I got you on the time,
PlayStation Nation, who's listening while he's on his way home from work, I believe. Shout out to him. He said that Shuhei didn't say that he didn't care about JRPGs or RPGs. That was false. Which I believe because he's, like I said, he platinum ARPG live and he works with a lot of, you know, studios that want their games on PlayStation, exclusive or not, and he welcomes it. I mean, think about it. He's hyped up the Last Guardian, right? Which is made by, which was originally made by the same people who made Ico and those games, you know? So I don't think it's true. PlayStation 3, ever since then, Sony has always made it priority to have a definitive game for every genre. And that's true. That's why there are so many exclusives, different exclusives.
I feel where you come from, Vex. I mean, me, myself, I don't think nobody is really going to be that stupid to just say something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I take that back. What his name was? Buddy from Microsoft?
Aaron Greenberg? Tomb Raider is not a timed exclusive. It turns out to be a timed exclusive.
Yeah, that. But I mean, it is what it is, though, man. But if y'all want to bring up any other topics while we take in the callers, y'all go right ahead. Y'all
do we talk about the Uncharted microtransaction garbage shit?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I was like, guys.
I was going to say, because I was waiting for that, because I was going to go in.
I wanted to say that for last. I really wanted to say that for last. I'm glad you brought it up. I wasn't looking at the chat. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I wanted to say that for last, because I knew that we was going to peak around this time, and I want everybody to hear this dog shit. But we're going to start with, even if you haven't played Uncharted, I mean, just what's going on should have you pissed off. We'll start with Kate. Like I said, if y'all still want to go ahead and call, just hang tight, but we need to get this information out there. We still got a little bit of time left. So, Kate, what's your thoughts on all this Uncharted baloney, should I say?
The whole microtransaction thing?
Microtransaction, the whole...
I haven't really been following it because I've never played an Uncharted game ever in my life.
You're not missing out on much. Don't worry about that.
Well, I don't really plan on it, but I'm just like, just microtransactions in general. I'm just like, that's fucking bullshit. Just all together. But it's like they're fucking butchering the testicles off this game.
But you're right. You're right. Go, Vex, go ahead. Take our brother.
Fuck Uncharted 4 online. Uncharted 2, and I agree with you wholeheartedly here, BG. Uncharted 2 was the shit. I won't be playing the online much at all. It looks shit. Uncharted 3 was a disappointment with the online. I liked it at first when they come out with the beta, which you never know. This beta could be fun, and then the actual full game, like Uncharted 3, in the full game would be shit. You know, I feel like it could be shit. I really do. I'm being honest with you guys. You know, I love Uncharted. I'm not saying it to be cool, you know, just to agree with anyone else. I do honestly have gripes with it, and I'm not looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to obviously playing it to see what it's like, but with the way shit's looking and the facts are already coming out about microtransactions and that shady shit that will happen with Naughty Dog as a studio, I don't have a lot of hopes for it.
Oh, wow. Good points, though, Vex. Good points. I respect that 100%, regardless
I'm
of
shocked.
Whatever.
I'm shocked hearing that.
Go ahead,
you, Vex. Wow.
Bellhugger, go ahead.
I need a moment to process that, because I am fucking baffled that Vex just said that. I really am.
Amen.
Holy fuck. Anyways, from what I understand, I mean, microtransactions have been in Naughty Dog games now for a while. They started originated from Uncharted 3's dog shit multiplayer. Last of Us has it too as well, but it really wasn't anything you were forced to buy. It was just mainly like taunts and like outfits and shit, whatever you want to call it. There were a few weapons in there, but like I think you can unlock them in the game, I think. And it seems to me like Uncharted 4 is doing the exact same thing as well this time around.
There's still shit in there you can't unlock through. You have to buy it. You have
what, for,
to
fucking
buy it.
Last of Us?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, I guess I'm wrong on that one, I guess, because I was under the impression that you can unlock that shit, but if you can't, then that's fucking retarded, but I don't know, according to what I'm reading here, it says basically
I'm sorry, let me rephrase that, you can't unlock it, I'm sorry, but my point is, you can buy everything, so everything is unlocked.
Yeah, it's like shortcuts.
It's certain things that's in there, you have to be like a fucking god level, basically, to get it, so Jesus. All right, go ahead.
It's kind of like the same kind of means to like the way Battlefield does it, you know, and they did with the third game and also with the fourth one, where you can get like those, you can buy out those shortcuts from microtransactions instead of having to grind your ass off. But I mean, if it's there, like if you have a way of getting it in game, you don't have to put the money in, but if you're willing to put in the work for it, then I don't really give a flying fuck, to be honest. I'm not a fan of like games that have microtransactions where they have items that are legitimately outside of the game that you have no way to access, but the only way you can actually get access to them is you have to pay money up front for them. That I'm not a fan of. But if these, as far as the microtransactions going for fucking the multiplayers for Uncharted 4, if they're going to be just basically like no gameplay items, but like basically like for costumes and taunts, I don't give a fuck about that. My only concern with the game itself is those bullshit-ass supernatural power-up garbage fucking stinker things, man. Because what Uncharted 2 did it right. Now they're trying to move into more, to try to cater to that casual audience and make it more like fucking cock and blow me. Fuck that. I'm not buying Uncharted 4. Not right away. I'm waiting for a fucking massive price drop on that, because I will not be playing that multiplayer.
Yeah. Row 4.
Sorry, Vex, man, but I'm with you on the multiplayer part. It looks like fucking dude.
Yep.
Donut, take our
three
brother.
And four.
All over again. Go ahead, Donut.
Right.
What's your thoughts on the chart?
Fuck you, kid.
Well, microtransactions have their place in certain games, but I feel that Uncharted 4 is not the right game to include microtransactions. It's kind of stupid.
It's pointless, right?
Yeah.
To me, that's what I think. Baby girl, what's your thoughts on that?
I have no fucking comment. No comment whatsoever.
She's too busy refreshing eBay.
I mean, nobody is happy.
It's just, it's as long as they're not forced and mandatory. You know, it's one thing. I mean, being able to buy different skins and clothes and shit like that, that's different. But for a douchebag who doesn't want to put in the fucking time to actually upgrade their character to unlock some shit earlier, I mean, that's stupid. Why? That's fucking stupid because that's basically what they're going to be able to do is unlock guns and shit that other people are not, just so they can upgrade faster. That's all the fuck that is.
Yeah, so they can say they're better than everybody else, even though everybody else is fucking handicapped against them. This shit is crazy.
Exactly.
What we got? Owens, go ahead. What's your thoughts on it?
I just think what they're doing with Uncharted 4 on multiplayer is stupid. And we saw the Sony event, Us Free Me, One Stop from Ben. We thought, what are they doing with this game now? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I'm agreeing with Bet. I'm going to wait until the game drops down at a reasonable price, then I'll buy it. But I won't play the online multiplayer at all. I just play on for the story.
Yeah, that's why I'm just going to wait for a fucking drop down to like $40, then I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's going to be co-op in there, because they kind of hinted at it, and they said they weren't going to talk about it right now. So, I mean, if there is, like cooperative, like a whatever you want to call it, incorporated into the game, then that's a plus for me. But as far as multiplayer goes, I mean, no.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm going to keep it 100. The same thing with the Halo. I'm going to say the same thing with this motherfucker. I'm not spending $65 fucking dollars. And Bear, I think that's like $70, $80 for you.
$80
for
me,
I'm not for the spend $65 fucking dollars for a game that has single player and multiplayer and one of them is shit. I'm going to wait until that bitch drop in price. And I wanted to get this fucking game day one. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to go out their way and still get his fucking game 9s and fucking 10s with a shitty goddamn multiplayer. I put my bottom dollar on that bullshit.
Oh, I'm calling you right now. We already know exactly what's going to happen.
We know what's going to happen.
They're going to get that game 9s and 10s. Half of the game is shit. The other half is probably great. Phenomenal. Whatever. But they're still going to give it a fucking 9 or 10. You don't do that. You don't do that, yo. I don't give a fuck what the name is. If half of the product is not there, you deduct points for that.
Uncharted 4, each end. There you go. That's what I'm calling it.
But that's my thoughts on that, duh. I already see it. I already see it, man. If y'all want to support the, that's on y'all, not me. I'm going out there I'm trying to get these games for real. I did bite the bullet on the Halo, but I'm enjoying the multiplayer, but I still feel burnt, and that's the problem. I still feel burnt.
Yeah, if you would have picked it up for like $40 or something like that, that would have been different.
Oh, I would have been good.
$60,
if it was $40, for even if it was $49.99, I would have felt like, it ain't too bad, you know. All right, but if that shit was $40, and you know the campaign, I wouldn't even be complaining. I'm like, well, I got my $40 out this bitch, and probably did some. See, the thing is, back in the days, let me tell you what changed. Back in the days, I'm just going to be 100. Keep it real. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Back in the days, when we used to buy games, we used to get more than our money's worth. More. Think about that.
We used to buy
games, especially Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Super Nintendo. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We get a game, and believe you, by the time we're done with that game, we don't play, let's just say, $60 game. Just for example, let's say $60 game. We played that motherfucker, got $1,000 worth of happiness from it. That was back then. Now, we spend $65 for a game. We can barely get $5 of happiness out of it.
it's one of those experiences as well. You drop that money, and then, like, you beat it, and then, like, you just never want to play it again. Like, that's why I'm glad that I waited for games like The Order. I beat it once, never going to touch it again, but I only paid $20 for it, so why the fuck should I give a fuck?
Yeah, you good. You good. I haven't even beat that. Fuck that game. What am I talking about that piece of shit anyway? I spent 65 on that shit.
I've grown accustomed to the form now of waiting for games to drop in price. You know, like people like me, I'm a big Mortal Kombat fan. I should have fucking got Mortal Kombat X at day one, but I didn't. And I'm still not getting it until fucking the complete edition comes out. Same with Batman Arkham fucking Knight.
Oh, I didn't buy that. Shout out to D-Rock. D-Rock hooked me up with Batman, son.
Like I said, right now, me personally, man, with the exception of like a few of them, like Fallout 4, I mean, I'm guaranteed to get fucking $80 worth of goddamn content out of that game. It's a single-player game. It's a massive open-world game. So I know what to expect out of a game like that. But a majority of these fucking third-party games, or even first-party games too as well, you're never guaranteed to get the full amount of money out of that shit. I mean, especially when I have to pay $80 for a game itself fucking day one. Fuck that garbage, man. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, for those, I'm going to go ahead and drop some information. For those who don't know, I had just read this, I think it was this morning. Everybody who bought Batman Arkham Knight will be getting on the PC. Steam is giving us, well, most people already got it, but for those who don't have these games, Steam is giving us all the Ultimate Edition Batman games, all of them, full Batmans, Origins, Arkham City, all, you're getting all the Batmans. That's their way of apologizing for the messed up launch. So you're getting the Ultimate Edition of each one of those games. I mean, basically, all the DLC, everything come with Batman, the first Yay. Batman all the way up. So if you got Batman Arkham Knight on the PC, you will be getting, I think it's December 1st or something like that, you will be getting all the Batman games on Steam for free with all the DLC for each and every last Batman. I think it's, well, how many Batman is there? Four, right? Four or five.
Yeah, hold on one second. Sorry, I have to rewind for a second. Dred, did you say that you haven't beaten the order yet?
No, I didn't.
What? Really? Yo, yeah, I thought I heard you correctly, but I was like, I didn't want to say anything because I thought like it was a mistake, but...
No, what? I didn't beat that piece of shit.
What the
you
fuck?
Enjoyed that game?
No!
You enjoyed
well,
that
like,
game?
The last half was actually decent. The first half was fucking trash.
Yeah. I got halfway through and I just stopped, and I don't want to play it. I wish I was smart enough and traded it back in right away so I could have got at least half of my money back. But now
sure.
I'm stuck with this piece of shit. I might just give it away or something. I don't know. You should have told before you bought. I would have gave you mine. I would have just sent you that shit. That would have caused that much to send it to you. Ain't nothing but a disc, a game. I would have sucked you that piece of shit game, bro. And you probably would have sucked that bitch back.
I would have beat it. I would have been like, here you go. Fucking go for 5 cents right in.
I would have sucked that piece of shit back. You're like, yo, what's up? I appreciate the offer, but, bruh, this shit is trash. But, yeah.
I wish I could talk about this Battleborn game, man, but I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, I
don't know.
You can't
breathe it.
Yeah, you guys do that.
Playing it throughout the radio show, man, and I have a lot to say about it, but I can't.
Yeah, so anybody else want to call in, y'all go right ahead. We got a few more minutes to spare with you guys. But, hey, yo, hey, Vic, I would pause out that Vic for a second. Vic, do it hurt? Don't charge it?
Well, no, it doesn't, because I'm not a fanboy. I'm not a fanboy.
Listen to me. You don't have nothing to do with being a fanboy. We're talking about you spending your money.
It hurts. I'm going to be
listen,
upset.
It hurts,
yeah.
It hurts me when I spend my money full price for a game that's 100% utter dog shit. That hurts. I'm going to be real. It ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't give a fuck if it's what platform it's on. If I go out there and believe that a game is like good or very good and they hype me up, and it's the hype train behind them. Like, oh shit, the trailer looks awesome. It looked like it's gonna. Then you pop it in, you spend your money. Like, yes, it's the best 65 I probably bought all year. You know what I'm saying? You put it in, it's dog shit. I'm hurt, and now I'm mad. And now a video is about to be made. Boy, they lucky, man. They lucky. I don't have a fan base because I swear to God, man, I had the motherfuckers be like. They'll be trying to assassinate me, man. Cause I know I hurt the sales, bro. But I'll be hurting their sales rightfully. Now, I won't be just hurting their sales just to be doing it. I will make sure that them sales suffer so they can do what's right by us. I'm tired, man. I'm tired of this shit.
Yep.
Tired, man. I think it's some good games coming out, though. It's some games that have some promise, but right now, man,
Look at the past, bro. How a lot of these games are fucked up. We got another caller.
Yeah, but nobody
Eric
ever wants to do that, man.
312. Eric Code 312. What's happening? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Eric Code 312. Yeah, there you go, brother. Welcome to the Block Talk Radio Show.
Hey, I like your show and all that stuff. You're doing a great job. But I want to know, is third-party companies falling down and all that stuff?
You say what now?
I say a third-party company is falling. So because I see all the beef. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Repeat the question because I made a mistake and cut you off. We got a little delay, and I think I can hear your hear us like an echoing behind you.
Yeah.
You might
want
to mute it. Yeah. Go ahead, mute it.
All
yeah.
Right.
Go try mute it so I can hear you clearly because I want the fans to hear this question.
I just want to know if third party company is falling down because I think all the DLC and all the other BS they've been doing.
Yeah, Kate, what you think? Oh, hold on, we're gonna let the whole panel answer this one. Kate, what you think about that? Do you think that third parties companies are failing?
Are they failing?
Yeah, failing.
I just think most of them are not really being given a chance.
Mm.
If I'm hearing that correctly.
When you say failing, you talking about the question was, do you think that third parties are failing because they're implementing all this DLC? Let me ask you. Is you saying like they're using DLC to actually make money because of the games or not? It's because of the decline of the sales of their games. Something like
no,
that.
No, they just come out with broken games and not trying
anymore. Oh, broken games. I got you. Yeah, so in that aspect. Oh, thanks for the call, brother. Okay, what you think?
Okay, so basically it's like they're just sending out the games, like, not even, like, finished and shit like that.
Yep.
And they're like, oh,
it's
if
like,
you want to
like
complete the game, here's
anymore.
All that content. Okay.
In that aspect.
Yeah, it kind of looks that way, that it's like they're just desperate. It's like just trying to keep people in and like, okay, yeah, buy this game for this amount, which honestly should be a fucking full game for that price. But if you want more of the story and stuff like that, it's like, here, you got to buy this crap.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so
yeah, it's like
guys,
I think over time it's gonna bite them in the ass over time.
Yeah. Vet, take out, brother.
I pass. I mean, I feel like third parties have always been going downhill since the ending of the seventh generation, depending on the company, especially Japanese ones like Capcom and Konami,
mm-hmm.
which there is tons of evidence on that. That's why I follow exclusives mainly.
Hmm. All right. Go ahead, Donut. What's your thoughts on it? Think third parties are failing or dying off?
Well, I don't think they're really failing. They're just becoming more greedy.
Yeah. More greedy?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I got to take notes from Donut. He know how to get right to the fucking point. You see that? Yeah, man, you got to talk behind the scenes. You got to train me, man. Train me on how to get to the point so I won't be dragging. Because I'll be dragging like a motherfucker. Baby girl, what's your thoughts on that?
I have to piggyback off of Donut, where I feel that they are getting very greedy and lazy. They don't want to, and then maybe it's because of the salaries that they have to pay, or maybe it's those suits that's at the top that want money right now, but don't want to actually put in the effort and the time to actually give us complete games. And they already say, hey, if we can pay you your salary and you make a half of a game, you know, and then we can charge them. They'll buy the game, and then we can continuously charge them for the shit that was supposed to be in the game in the first place. That's the way I look at it. It's them being lazy and greedy.
Yeah. Okay. Owens, what's your thoughts on that?
I agree with the others. I can give you, like, one game, for example. It's a bit like that. I can think of one game, and that's Destiny. Because they, like, do all these DLCs and the micro transactions type of thing to get people to play more. And I know I got a few people who are playing it and they're getting sick of it already. I just want to get their money back.
Well, there's another straight to the point.
I like that. We're going to take one more. Do we got enough time? No, I don't think we got enough time.
I guess I'm not allowed to give my opinion on this piece?
No.
Oh, go right ahead. Shit.
This fucking okay. Look, I'll say this real quick, man. A prime example, fucking, of how shitty fucking these developers are getting at. Look at Destiny, man. I'm bringing up Destiny for one reason only. Destiny's a prime example of fucking of everybody cashing in on the AAA fucking bullshit franchise. And look what happened. They got fucking burned like a motherfucker, dude. And yet, look how well that game fucking sold. That just goes to show the tolerance of fucking narrow-minded douchebag fucking gamers in this day and age, buying the shit up like it's fucking next to fucking golly knows what, and they end up turning out to be a useless hooker at the end of the day. That's all it is. And that's how fucking shitty third-party developers are going down the shit tube, dude. They buy into all this fucking hype, they buy into all this bullshit, and look what happens. They get all the money. But yet other companies that actually put in effort into their fucking games? No. Why do you think we don't get companies around like Midway? Or THQ anymore. Companies that have been around since fucking Atari days. Gone.
Every time they come out, they're telling us it's the next best thing, and it ended up being bullshit. But anyway,
don't
I think
believe that. Anytime, I'll tell you this right now. Here's a quick little hint right here. Anytime you see a developer come out and say, well, the next best thing, yeah, usually next best thing equals it's going to be shit. Just remember that.
Yeah, that's shit. So as soon as they say next best thing, automatically set it in your mind, say, oh, yeah, I'll pass on that. I'll pass on that dog shit. But anyway, I think we're going to wrap this up, man. You know, it's always 7:20. We're about to we passed the limit a little bit. I guess we're as we go along, we'll keep practicing, and we'll get it right. But go ahead, Kate. Plug your channel, and we're about to head out this piece. I hope y'all enjoyed the show too, man.
Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, I am Sylvania 1012. I'm this girl that likes to play a good game with good company. And thank you for stopping in. The calls were awesome.
Yes, it was.
Not gonna lie,
yes,
they were awesome.
Yes, it was.
It was a pleasure. Right. My favorite.
Yeah, Kira's that was awesome. That was. Shout out, Kira. Shout out, especially shout out to Kira. Vex, go ahead, take our brother.
Hey man, it feels good being the oldest member of the Dream Team, man. Getting to see all my friends, my brothers, friends, just proceeding, growing together, man. It's brilliant. Shout out to all the fans that have been tuning in. Whether you're new, old, doesn't matter, man. We really do appreciate the support. If you guys are looking for a good YouTube network, even if you don't just do gaming on your channel, even if you just started your damn YouTube channel, go check out 1S4G Network. Hit up Big Dread, One Slot for Gamers. Sign up.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that. Go ahead, bro. Take off, bro.
All right, guys, man, you know me all too well. I'm your boy, Beerga29, as per usual. Vex, I appreciate you trying to get me to fucking, you know, to become a pony by spreading your pony dust, but it's not going
to
work for me, dude. I'm anti-pony, bro.
I'll have to find the Neverland dust.
Yeah. But I say, hey, I ain't falling for that shit. Fuck out of here, big gene. But anyways, you know me all too well, blah, 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 blah. Make sure you guys check out the bullshit show tonight with me and Kate. That's going to be going down there in about a half hour, 40 minutes from now. And thanks for having me, Dredd. I appreciate it. This is an awesome show. Thanks to all the callers. Subscribe to everybody here. I'm up this bitch.
Oh, go ahead. Plug your channel, Donut.
Donut?
Is he there? Well, his YouTube channel is...
Oh, there you are.
He's spaced out. What you playing Until Dawn again? Now go ahead and plug your channel, brother.
Alright. Anyways, my name is Infamous Donut Ninja. Thanks for having me on this podcast. I had a good time, and I hope everyone else did too.
Even his outro is right to the fucking point. Yo, bro, I have to learn. You know what? I'll talk to you backstage. Baby girl, go ahead.
It's Baby Girl 91580, and I'd like to thank everybody for participating, everybody in the chat, all of the callers. If you haven't done so, subscribe to everyone on the panel. And thanks for having me, Dredd. Hope to do it again next week.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Owens, take off, brother.
Hi. Thanks for Owen here. Thanks for letting me join in your radio podcast yet again, One Stop. And everyone who's actually in the chat, describe to everyone on this on the live stream tonight, and hopefully everyone have a good evening.
Cool. So y'all make sure that all these ladies and gentlemen YouTube channels is in the description. So make sure y'all click on their YouTube and subscribe to them. They got some really good content. Like always, it means a lot to me. Of course, it means a lot to them as well. We just trying to voice be that voice to bring change to the game in a good way though. But yeah, again, I'm the boy One Stop for Gamers. Like always, we'll see y'all next week, same time, same place. And I apologize for the people that's calling now. Make sure y'all call in a little earlier next week. We'll get all the other callers in. We have a set time. As y'all can see, we got a set time for the callers to call in to try to keep everything organized. But like I said, we're growing. We're just trying something different, trying something new. And we'll get it right. We'll get it right. But anyway, again, thank you everybody for coming to the Dream Team podcast. It means a lot to us, man.
Oh, yeah.
And, we'll see y'all. We'll see y'all. Peace. I'm still thinking about, what his name? Kira. I'm still thinking. That shit still got me. It still got me. That was real. That was dope, man. That was dope. But anyway, let me stop crying like a little bitch. We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place. The best podcast.
Hey, I'm going to send you Adam for your little alarm thing there, dude.
Yeah, yeah. best podcast, best radio show on YouTube today. And I'm talking about in the galaxy. Not on planet Earth. In the whole entire galaxy, man.
Aliens. Shit.
It's going to take aliens to stop us, yo. And even they going to get that boot up their ass if they come with that fanboy shit. I don't give a fuck if you was from Pluto. If you're a fanboy, you can get the boot up your ass. We're going to kick some alien ass. But anyway, let me stop. Right, we out this bit. Peace out. Peace out, people.
Later, guys.
All right. Later.
Ciao.
Yep. Ah, fuck.
What happened?
Almost dropped my tobacco.
Oh, okay. Good show.
Definitely was.
It was.
It is crazy. We're behind the scenes. Like on the if they watch the radio show, they can hear it. They have to click it from the radio, not on YouTube. YouTube, I stopped it. They can still hear us here.
Oh, yeah.
Just shoot this shit. Yeah, it's kind of dope. It's like DLC. So if people that chime in on the actual website, they get some behind the scenes footage. You know, that'll be kind of dope to do it that way. That'll be hot. Like, yo, anybody want to check us out? You know, the after show or behind the scenes. Click on the link below. Boom, we just shoot the shit. You know what I'm saying? After the show, that'll be dope. I think that'll be dope. I don't know.
What is the Saints Row 5 Dream Team Edition? God damn it.
I guess, yeah.
You got enough answer for that.
I think it'll be dope, though. Think about it. And the people, that'd be just mainly for the real fans, though. Because they're the ones that come, and chill with us. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, shit, the podcast's over. They just shooting the shit now. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the actual blog talk channel or website, whatever the fuck. And then we just shoot the shit with the fans. And the thing about it is they can still call in and talk to us. Like on a personal level, you know what I'm saying? No?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody feeling that shit, huh?
No, I like that.
I'm sorry, what?
I like that idea.
Damn,
we'll check your emails.
Okay. So I'm going to see. We can work on that later, though. But I'm going to try to set something up. But anyway. Hey, I'm about to jump on Skype. I'm about to jump on Skype and close this shit down. And we can talk about our plans, because I kind of basically gave our plans out on air. Okay, all right, I'm about to go on Skype. Peace.
All right.
I've never set my laptop anyway.